Merry Christmas, everyone. Some of you might be thinking I have my holidays mixed up, but no, this is not a case of mistaken identity of what we're celebrating. We are still in the octave of Christmas, today being the last day of the octave of Christmas. And so it is still appropriate to say Merry Christmas. In fact, even after today, we are still in the season of Christmas. It continues until the baptism of our Lord. And so while the rest of the world may be thinking that Christmas is over, we still have over a week to go before Christmas ends. And so, again, it's good for us to continue celebrating this Christmas, the birth of our Lord, the incarnation. And speaking of mistaken identity, sometimes we can mistake certain people or certain things for something else. I remember when I was a little boy, my older brother, who's only about a year older than I am, there was a time when we were about the same height and we had the same haircut and we look kind of alike already anyway. And so sometimes we would be mistaken for each other. And my mom would see one of us and then start to call out and then realize it's her other son. And so partway through saying it, she would switch names and it would become kind of this strange, strange phrase. So my first name is Michael and my older brother's name is Anthony. And so if she would start to say my name and then his, it would come out my Anthony. Or if it went the other way, where she would start to say my name and then say, start to say his name and then say mine, it would be Aunt Michael. It's like, no, I'm your son, not your aunt. But mistaken identity. Sometimes we can have these mistakes. Sometimes we misunderstand who people are. And Jesus was misunderstood many times. In fact, even within Christianity, for the first few hundred years, trying to understand who Jesus is was a challenge for the church. Different people within the church would get confused about him. And when we try to identify someone, typically we would say their name first. And if people are still confused, we would say something about them, something that would clarify, usually with regards to relationship. So today we are celebrating Mary, Mother of God. So who is it? Mary? Well, which Mary? Because there's lots of Marys. The Mother of God. Well, okay, but how can God have a mother? I mean, God is eternal. He created everything. He always was and always will be. So how can God have a mother? And yet today we're celebrating Mary, Mother of God? This was confusing to early Christians, at least some of them. In fact, the Bishop Nestorius in 428 AD said that that title should not be applied to Mary because Mary cannot be the mother of God. God in his divinity always was, always will be, can't have a mother or he wouldn't be God. So Mary must only be the mother of the human Jesus, but not the mother of God, is what he would argue. But his position is problematic. So while he's trying to protect the divinity of God, the divinity of Jesus Christ, his attempt to do so splits Jesus into two people, the human Jesus and the divine Jesus. But really, there's only one Jesus. And his confusion of trying to take this title away from Mary ends up harming our understanding of who Jesus is. Is he man, or is he God, or is he both? He is both. He is both, God and man. And Mary is his mother. But when a mother gives birth, she doesn't give birth to a thing, she gives birth to a person. And so if we ask the question, who, the answer is Jesus. Mary gave birth to Jesus. Well, who is Jesus? He's one person, a divine person. But what is Jesus? Then we would refer to nature. Nature would answer what? Is he man or is he God? He's both. He's 100% human. He's 100% God. You might think, well, that's more than 100% total. But he's not a mixture of the two. He's fully both. There is nothing about our human nature that Jesus does not have. But he was spared from any tendency towards sin and hasn't ever sinned himself. So in that regard, there's a difference. But in his humanity, otherwise, he is completely, fully human. He shares our nature 100%. But he's also God. Everything that makes him God, everything that's like God the Father, God's nature, his godliness, his divinity, Jesus has all of that too. So he's 100% human and 100% God, but he's only one person, a divine person. And that may be confusing because most of the people we know are human people, but Jesus is a divine person. And this is evident in the Gospels. If we look at the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, if we know our Bible history, Abraham was about 2,100 years before Jesus was born. So how can Jesus say that before Abraham was, I am, unless he existed prior to Abraham, which he did, because he is the Son of God. He is God. He is divine. Notice he said, I am, not back then I was. God, like I said before, is eternal. He's in the eternal present. There is no past and no future for God. He is beyond time. Time is a creature, something that he created. And so he's beyond that. He sees everything simultaneously. So, for example, my birth and my death, God sees that at the same time. Well, I use the word time, but he's outside of time. But for us creatures within time, it's hard for us to understand what that even means. And yet, for God, it's true. And so he says, I am, because for God there is only the present, the eternal present. But I am is also the name that God gave Moses from the burning bush. Moses asked, well, who do I say sent me to the people of Israel to free them from Egypt? And God says, I am, or I am who am. It's the divine name. So Jesus, not only when he says about Abraham, before Abraham was, I am, he's not only referring to the eternal present, but he's also using the title of God because he is a divine person. We believe God is three persons, one God, but Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is the second one, the Son, God the Son. Identical to the Father, except that he's the Son and not the Father. Otherwise, the same. And so today we're celebrating Mary, Mother of God. And her title, Mother of God, helps defend the reality of Jesus, that he is both God and man. And that Mary gave birth to God because God became man. We know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is God. He took on human flesh in order to make a gift of his life, to give up his humanity in its entirety, a gift on the cross to suffer so much, to make up for all of the sins of all of humanity for all time, so that we, humanity, who have been separated from God by sin, can be reunited with God by the grace won for us on the cross, by that gift that he made of himself. And Mary gave birth to him. And this is the season of Christmas. And so having Mary with that title, Mother of God, protects our understanding of Jesus. It prevents us from having this misunderstanding of identity. And that's important for all of us. Because if we are to be in relationship with our Lord, we need to understand who he is. And that makes a difference. If he's human, we can relate to him. If he's God, then he's all powerful and he can help us regardless of our situation or circumstances. So understanding who Jesus is very important for us, for our relationship with him, to be in relationship with him now so that we can be with him forever in heaven. And Mary helps us to understand her son. Mary always points us to her son. And we who are united with her son through baptism have her as our mother as well. But the beginning of our Mass, there was a mention of Mary and her power of intercession. She is our mother by grace. She is our spiritual mother. And we can go to her to ask her for help. And she can ask her Son, who is all-powerful, who is God Almighty. And so Mary is a gift to us as well. A gift, a mother, a spiritual mother, who loves us and cares for us. Who wishes for us to be in heaven with her Son, and with the Father and the Holy Spirit for all eternity. And so today we celebrate Mary, Mother of God, who helps us to recognize her Son. Let us pray that she helps us to recognize her Son in all the ways that he comes to us, especially as he comes to us here and now in the celebration of the Mass and the Most Holy Eucharist. Amen.